Yeah, when they come back, they're immediately tested.
We try.
Return to Wrangell. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it. This is a discussion item, and it's being brought forward. And I'm just going to try to boil this down a bit for us. We are being asked to make an exception for school children that travel for sports. And on the one hand, I think the school is making a very strong argument that they do a lot of testing and so on, although I would question antigen testing that's asymptomatic in terms of being the gold standard. But they are doing their best to follow that protocol. I think on one of the sides of the borough is, what is our liability if we start making individuals, so if the cannery comes to us next and says, hey, you know, it's really inconvenient for us to do this, and we got cannery workers and we want them in here. Next, our employees. Hey, you know, we're going to have to hire somebody from up north to come down and work the grader, and it would be way cheaper if we just forgot about this case. And you have something sneak through. I did a little bit of research on this, and there's lawsuits across the nation in schools for parents suing because they don't feel that their kid has been adequately protected from COVID within the school district. And I don't want the city to get entwined in that. I think if my opinion is, if you believe in that and you think your testing is strong, your mitigation measures are strong, and we have individual organizations that do this. In some ways, CERCH does this. They, you know, they don't do it exactly like we say, but they have their own internal policies. But if we were to make an exception, there's no sense. Like, you've got to make exception for anyone that shows up, because school kids and county workers and construction, well, mind you, some things are more considered critical infrastructure. But there is, I just think it's a slippery slope. The last thing I'll say is, we're number one. You know, we're in this beautiful oasis of low COVID. You go to Anchorage, it's crazy up there. I was up there and I was just terrified I'd get sick because it's so congested and there's no hospital space and so on. So till we cool down a bit as a state, it would sure be nice to. But I will, right now, what I think I will do is ask if anybody would like to see this on the agenda as an assembly member, if you'd like to see this brought up under a motion to make an exception to the thing, we will visit it at the next assembly meeting. Assembly Member Howe said so would you please make sure that it's on the next assembly meeting? And
what kind of motion are you looking for? Just an exception for the school or an exception to businesses who have their own mitigation plan?
I would believe it would be an exception to our rule to I don't even know how we would do it. I mean, I guess we'd have to rewrite the whole thing to allow for...
You also have this request on the dais from the family that spans both Petersburg.
I think that's a little bit different, though. I think that's a little bit different, and I think that should be dealt with maybe through the EOC. I don't know, but that's a very unique legal situation.
And then, Mayor,
it
also sunsets the end of this year, and we could revisit it. I mean, it may not help.
At this point, Assemblymember Howe has asked for it to be on the agenda, and I will honor that. And what we'll do, Assemblymember Howe, is we'll take a look at things and see how best to word it. We know the administrative has made a recommendation not to do this, so we'll have to figure out how we word a motion that's not going to be... supported by administration, but we can do it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion that what Kim said is the motion could read any business or organization that has their own litigation plan?
That's in the agenda statement. That was staff's recommendation that if we were to move forward, it would be to say, just like she said, they would be for...
Okay, so why can't we have a motion like that? So we can leave it up to the administration.
Yeah, let's leave it up to administration to wordsmith that for us. But I do want to honor Assemblymember Howe's request to have that brought forward. And so in the next one, we'll bring it up, and maybe you could meet. We can. I would really like us to ensure that we're not opening ourselves up to some type of liability by condoning this.
Well, so. I want to say, it's an uncomfortable role for me to be the only one standing up and saying I want to see something like on the agenda. But, I do, it is an important issue, and I think it's, if we discuss it and it is an item, it might get voted down, but at least we've discussed it.
I'm pleased to bring it forward. So we'll do our best to make sure it's represented appropriately. So thank you. Yeah, clear.
So, the way that this should be brought forward is the emergency ordinance should come back to the assembly with a proposed amendment to it.
Okay.
And if the assembly votes in favor of that, to include that language, otherwise if they do not vote in favor of that, then the one stands.
Okay, so let's bring it forward with an amendment. Thank you, Kim. And that's what we'll do. Thank you very much. Superintendent, nice to see you. Thank you very much for coming down tonight. We appreciate it. You can stay for the rest of the meeting if you really want. He bolted out of here. Okay, item 13B, approval of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska fiscal year 2020 audit.
Move to approve the FY 2020 audit for the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second it.
Been moved by Gilbert, seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If you have any direct questions, obviously I'm going to have Mason address those, and I believe we have a representative from BDO on the phone as well. Administration is asking the Assembly to approve the audit as presented, obviously, because it is what it is. But Mason, the new finance director, will be making arrangements to have an off-night work session with the Assembly and BDO to go over the audit in detail.
Okay.
And from there, we can have Mason speak.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So audit issued formally on Thursday, October 21st. The 155-page document can be found in your guys' packet. Hard copies are being sent from BDO right now. And as Lisa said, Sam Thompson, one of our engagement partners, is on the line to answer any questions you may have. We'll be scheduling a work session with Joy Mariner, who's our other BDO audit partner, and she's going to come in and present the results of the audit in a 45-minute to an hour long meeting, so you guys can get in detail all the findings of the audit and in the weeds on the numbers presented. So that's pretty much it for now.
Mr. Mayor, go ahead.
Sorry, are we on a timeline for approval here?
No.
Okay. Because we're being asked to approve this and then discuss it afterwards. Am I the only one feeling that way?
Mr. Mayor, Rob, Mason and I actually had a fairly lengthy discussion about this because I said last year you guys asked specifically for the discussion to take place and then approve it. And Mason's point to me was the audit will not change no matter what the discussion is. And so accepting the audit is really a housekeeping item. You've seen it, you have it, it is what it is, and you can go into all of the details with the auditors at a separate meeting.
Thank you. That clarifies it for me.
And also, just to put it into context, during like the Jay Bush era, this was just always on the consent agenda. Of course, this is kind of an anomaly because this audit drug on for approximately 15 months, but typically it was on the consent agenda back in the day because it was more of a formality just to accept the receipt of
perfect.
The audit.
Thank you, Mason. That answers my question.
Yeah.
And sorry, Lisa.
I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt, Mr. Mayor. If I could just say one thing because I won't be here. I want to make sure, specifically as it relates to finding number two, the finding 2020-002, the journal entry review approval and support, although it's still a finding on this audit, last year's audit was also late. The minute that finding came out in last year's audit, I developed a journal entry form, and everything from that moment has had a journal entry signature. There's a form attached to it. The description is there. It's signed off by more than one person. So there is appropriate segregation of duties has been taking place for more than a year now, and I just want to make sure that the Assembly's aware of that.
Thank you very much. So we're going to have lots of time to chat, and I don't know if we need to take tonight to go in depth. And I think what we're looking for right now is just a roll call vote, please, Robbie, on the motion. Thank you, Mason.
Yeah. Assembly members, David Powell.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor
Patan. Yes, and the representative from BDO that's on the line, thank you very much for standing by, and I'm sure we're going to be talking again soon, but thank you for coming to the meeting tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Have
a wonderful evening.
You too now. Bye-bye. Item 13, and there was just one on there? Okay, good. Thanks. So I'll leave somebody hanging out there. Item 13C, resolution number 10-21-1621 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for a budget for the budget amendment in the Finance Department by transferring up to $1,829 from general fund reserves to the Finance Department's temporary finance staff wages account.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1621.
Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, this is so Mason can hire a temporary staff person to assist with organizing the sales tax reports.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I would just add there's the temporary job description approval later on the agenda for this.
Perfect. Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan
Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor
Patan. Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 10-21-1622 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the General Fund and Parks and Recreation Special Revenue Fund by transferring funds from the General Fund reserves to the Swimming Pool Lighting Upgrades Capital Project account in the amount of $16,000 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1622.
Move by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa? Or
thank you, Kate? Mr. Mayor. And Amber is here to answer any questions.
And Amber?
There's additional work that is required on this project, and so money is needed to be able to handle that at the same time, and she can provide the details.
Thank you. Amber?
Thank you. The additional work is not ultimately necessary. I'll start with that, just to piggyback on what Lisa said. But it's been highly advised that with the work that we're doing with the lighting upgrades, that we take this opportunity to also upgrade and replace the panel where all of the new wiring is going to be pulled into. It's rusty. There's going to be so much work happening to just accommodate that new wire anyway. The engineer suggested that we take advantage of the synergies with this project and replace that one panel. It's only one of multiple electrical panels in that building. But with all the work that's happening in that one panel, we thought that it would be ideal to replace that now.
Thank you. Any questions for Amber or Lisa? Hearing none, poll vote please, Robbie.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Patan?
Yes. And thank you, Amber, for that report. Item 13E, resolution number 10-21-1623 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, transferring $75,600 from the Water Fund Reserve to the Water Fund Capital Equipment 5037900 and authorizing its expenditure on a primozone closed loop cooling skid for the ozone system at the water treatment plant.
Move to
go ahead.
Approve resolution number 10-21-1623.
Move by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, Mr. Wador is here to answer any questions, but this is one of the three items that was presented to the Assembly as solutions for the ozone, and this was the one we said we would be moving forward with first. It is a sole source because it's related specifically to the equipment that we currently have, so we have to go with Primazone. What I need to let the Assembly know, and I apologize for this, in addition to the resolution transferring the money, there should have been a contract approval on here. I'm going to have Tom move forward with this, but at the next meeting, there'll be a contract approval because the $75,000 is obviously over the manager's spending authority. So just know he'll move forward with it, but it'll be on the agenda.
And we covered this already. You went through it in depth, Tom. I don't know, does anybody have a specific question for Tom?
Mr. Mayor, yeah. If I may, just with regard to the finances, obviously we have spelled out for you where the water fund is. But we do have, because I personally submitted them, $600,000 worth of grant funds coming in that are receivables on our books currently.
Okay, thank you. I just assumed there'd be money there, so there. You wouldn't have asked us. Is there any specific questions for Tom?
Other than I just want to find out, are we still going to go forward with the ozone generators and the air compressors?
So we have begun getting the invitation to bid documents out for the compressors and oxygen generators, and my discussions with Lisa, we were going to start with that before moving on to the generators themselves, the generator skeleton, that is, or a power conditioner.
Okay, because that package was about $450,000.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David
Powell? Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanko?
Yes. Item 13F, resolution number 10-21-1624 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget from the Industrial Construction Fund by accepting revenue from the sale of Lot 5, Block 59A, Industrial Subdivision, Plat number 85-8, Armory Building and Land, in the amount of $110,000.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1624.
Moved by Morrison.
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. We're just accepting the money?
We're just accepting that money. And Mr. Mayor, on this one and the next resolution, I want to make sure that oftentimes what you'll see is accepting of revenue and then authorizing its expenditure, because we don't have any planned expenditures right now out of these two accounts. Any expenditure authorization for expenditure of these new revenues coming in will have to come back to you for a resolution to amend the budget. I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Thank you. Any questions for the city manager? Hearing none, pull vote, please, Robbie.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor Prusanko?
Yes. Item 13G, resolution number 10-21-1625 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the Residential Construction Fund by accepting revenue from the sale of Edlin Avenue Lot 1A in the amount of $50,000, Lot 1B in the amount of $67,000, and Lot 1C in the amount of $70,600.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-165.
And moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Again, we're just accepting
just
the funds
accepting
from
the
these.
A total of $187,700, and it's so excited that it's well above what the minimum bid was in all those instances.
Perfect. Any questions for city manager? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Robbie.
Assembly members, David Powell?
Yes.
The board?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Mayor Prusanko? Yes. Item 13H, approval of City and Borough Tidelands annual 2021 5-year reassessment of Sampson Tug and Barge.
Move to approve the 5-year City Tidelands reassessment for tax year 2021 as presented for Lot 1A, Block 2A, Sampson Tug and Barge.
Been moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Thank you. The clerk has done does all the work on these 5-year reassessments, so this is just the regular renewal. We had several at the last meeting as well.
Thank you. Any questions for the city manager? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Tell me members, DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yeah.
David Powell?
Yes.
Yes, item 13I, resolution number 10-21-1626 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of the job description for temporary position of financial clerical assistant.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1629.
Moved by Morrison. No problem. Moved by Morrison.
Second.
Seconded by Howe. Thank you, Ryan. Lisa?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is just us making sure, for continuity's sake, that we're every temp job that we do has an appropriate job description to it. This one was tailored very clearly for the sales tax item that we just discussed a little while ago, with the money obligating them, with the resolution obligating the money for this.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the city manager? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
The board?
Yes.
Mayor Prusanko?
Yes. Item 13J, resolution number 10-21-1627 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of the job description for the temporary position of tire shredder.
Awesome.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1627.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Powell and wholeheartedly endorsed by Morrison. All right, tell us about the tire shredder position.
Thank you. This is very exciting. We have the tire shear from CISWA here. We're the first community to get it. And everybody is aware we have a ginormous, that's a technical term, pile of tires that needs to be gone through. Tom, you want to take it away?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe there to be somewhere upwards of 20,000 tires or so there. You know, it just depends on how you calculate it, truck tires versus car tires, where the difference is. When I was up there today, there's actually airplane tires up there from like a 737 and the rims and everything from that. And so we're finding all kinds of treasures in the tire pile currently. And we have been operating it. We do have a pretty good pile of tires started already, but this is going to be a project that's going to take some time. The biggest issue that contributes to how much time this takes is the machine only cycles so fast. And so for us to get through that many tires, you know, the machine will only go so fast and only shreds so quickly. And so I think that we have several months worth of work there and would like to tackle this sooner rather than later. We've got this machine first, and I don't know when we'll get it back after this. It's going to go to Petersburg after us, and then it's going to go to Prince of Wales after that. It could be 2 years before we get it back type of thing.
So, yeah, Paul and I went out and saw the tire shredder today. It was a field trip for us. And it was really interesting and fun. And I was impressed, by the way, at how quickly your young tire shredder is shredding those tires. One of the thoughts that we questioned about was, you know, we want to get this thing taken care of. But what about hiring a second person? Because if you think about it, and I know that it only cycles so often, but what we observed was that while one guy's chopping, the next guy's popping the rim and he's getting the tire ready to go. And he was really busting it out up there. We were really impressed. But I think if you had two guys, you would may not double your production, but it would certainly improve it, especially if we're not getting this thing back for a long time.
It is designed as a two-man operation, and I thought that was actually listed in...
Just because it's a tire shredder doesn't mean we won't hire more than one.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, so you can have a crew of tire shredders.
Tom may very well, will likely need to bring a budget adjustment in the solid waste fund back to you to be able to accommodate that depending upon how long they go. So.
Okay.
The agenda statement does say two temp,
okay,
possibility
good.
For two
as
temp
as long
positions.
As we're thinking about that, because yeah, there's yeah. no sense letting it slip away from us. And...
Two things. Where is it located up there at the dump?
It's not really in the best location. It's at the flat spot, kind of right before you make the right turn to get around the building.
It's up to the north of the tire pile.
Yeah, and the biggest reason for that is because Republic has instructed us that it needs to be shipped separately, and we need to fill out paperwork to declare the contents of that shipment. And so I need to wait until we have enough to fill a full open-top container. So right now is going to be kind of the messiest time because we're making all these little pieces and trying to find somewhere to stack them and getting into this pile that's sat for so long. But I think once we get a container out, we're going to be able to get off to the side a little bit more and be even more out of the way.
And what happens to the rims?
So the machine, one side, it just has an arm that goes down and chops the tires. We need to cut them into 3 to 4 pieces, and then the other side, it basically pinches the rubber, and then there's another hydraulic ram that punches the rim down through, and then we're able to just put that in the scrap metal pile.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tom. Oh, sorry, Dave. More tire questions.
How long do we have it for?
And we haven't had a CISWA meeting here for almost 2 months now, and so the last CISWA meeting, I was basically informed, hey, this thing's going to be showing up in the next couple of weeks, and so we actually haven't had that discussion yet. I believe the Petersburg Public Works Director is going to be here this week to look at another project, and so I'll have that discussion or start that discussion with him at least. I'm hopeful to have it till at least December. I'd like to maybe have it for 6 months. If we can get through the tire pile sooner than that, great, but I think it will take close to that amount of time.
Assemblymember Gilbert.
And for the listening public, are you going to put out an all-points bulletin on spare tires people may have in their garage or backyard to get them to you?
Yes, I think that that is, I think that there is a pent up or built up need around the community. People have spare tires that they've held onto just because there hasn't been a good way to deal with them. I'm going to try and get a little bit, get the first container out, and once we create ourselves a little bit of room, then yes, I'd like to get more of those things brought up and clean up around the community a little bit. The last thing I'll say with this thing, though, is that this tire shear is, it's not big enough to do big equipment tires. So like the big loader tires and things like that that are up there, those are going to be there until we find out something else to do with them. So it's mostly car and truck tires right now, but that is definitely the majority of the pile, I would say, from what I have seen so far.
Thank you, Tom. Any other questions?
Mr. Mayor, if I could just make a comment. I'd like to thank Mr. Wador, in light of the OSHA safety inspection that we just had and the requirement that we have a safety protocol for every operation that we have in a department, Mr. Wador took this opportunity to write a full safety protocol for the use and do official training prior to the use on this equipment. So I just want to thank him for that.
Yeah, thank you very much for keeping your staff safe. Appreciate that. All right, with that, I'll call for a poll vote, please, Robbie.
Member Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dal Ramble?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Mayor
Persunka? Yes. Item 13J, resolution number 10-21-627 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of a job description for the temporary position. Moving on.
Okay.
13K, resolution number 10-21-1628. Amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the water fund by transferring up to $24,000 from water fund reserves to the water professional contractual services operating account and authorizing expenditure for the Northern Utilities Services Water Treatment Plant Operator Coverage Contract.
Move to approve resolution number 10-21-1628.
We move. Do we have a second? Moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, this was the KYP email I sent out to everybody advising you that we were going to need to do this. I think we actually may be able to amend this number to lower it. Is that accurate?
In the agenda statement, we list out, we expect the cost to be $14,000, and we included up to 12 days for worst case scenario. 7 days is all that was needed.
So we can amend this number to 14.
Correct.
Okay, so if somebody could offer an amendment, that would...
Could we please have an amendment to the motion? Oh, sorry, Kim.
It says up to.
Up to? So we can leave it at that.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, Kim. Any other questions on that item?
Yes, I feel like after the tire discussion went on for a half hour, I want to give this thing some more air.
Give it some legs, huh? All right. Hearing none. Pull vote, please, Ronnie.
Assembly
member Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dal Ramble?
Yes.
Dave Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Mayor Persunka? Yes. And the attorney's file available for assembly review. Everybody just stay for a minute. Don't do your usual pack up real quick here. Available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. There is no executive session tonight, but we do have one last item on our agenda that wasn't written in. And that is, this is Lisa's last meeting with the assembly, and she outdid herself in terms of packet size. That was got to be a record tonight. I think we were 530 pages of information, and it just is a testament to her thoroughness and how she is able to get so much information distilled down and out to the assembly, and we really appreciate it. But with that said, we want to thank you so much for your service to this community and where you've brought us from and to. And again, there's a lot of fantastic achievements that you've made. And the you know, the one that I've mentioned before, and I'll mention it again, the hospital solutions project was outstanding. And you, that is something that you can surely hang your hat on for years to come in terms of being able to bring that kind of stability to a small community is an amazing thing. And so we really appreciate what you achieved there. We have a certificate of appreciation, which seems a little cardboardy, but we also have a gift. So I'll get Kim to grab a gift, and I'll bring the cardboardy certificate. But thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
You should.
Do you need my help?
Yes. Yeah, too much tape. Pretty
Penny?
You
sure
this is for you?
Scroll up.
No. Okay. I picked it up, so hopefully you'll like it.
Oh my goodness.
Holy cow.
I did not wrap it.
Who did? They should wrap all my presents. Robbie, is it you?
No, not Robbie.
Goodness gracious.
They gave me over a 50 stick or a compass or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a story.
Yeah.
A little excessive. Better done. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'll be standing over like a good
explosion. Oh, thank you guys so much. This is gorgeous. Yeah, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lisa. We really do appreciate you. And with that, folks, we are going to adjourn at 8:54. Thank you. Say 58. Sorry.